I'll tell you somebody who has changed, John Voight. Academy Award-winning actor, distinguished career, so many different movies. You know him from Midnight Cowboy and Deliverance and 1978's Coming Home. He got an Academy Award for that. Also a terrific impersonation he did of Howard Cosell back in the biopic Ali back in the early 2000s. He used to be on the other side in Hollywood, and now he's on my side, and I like that. John, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, kid. How are you?
I'm mighty fine. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I love when you call me kid. Yeah, it makes me feel better. I'll tell you what, I was so impressed to meet you when we worked together on a Cindy McCain event several weeks ago, because you have been very honest about, A, your position in the world today, your view of politics and current events, but you've been very transparent about coming from where you were and your view, which used to be more typical Hollywood, I think, on so many things, from the left, and then moving to more of a conservative point of view. What caused that change?
Well, as I have said, actually said in my op-ed in the Washington Times several weeks ago, I was caught up in the hysteria of the very late 60s and the early 70s, and so I know what's going on with the people in Hollywood today. I know how the propaganda is passed from one to the other. There's no real digging for information or the truth or any depth in it. They just, they get on the telephones and give each other information. And the reason why they get into this swing of things immediately upon being celebrities is because they want to be a part of the in crowd, and that draws them together, you know. And then they get indoctrinated. Well, that happened to me, unfortunately, so I know exactly what the story is. And I was caught up in that in the early 70s, and then I saw the end of the war, of the Vietnam War, which was caused in great part by the people in the streets. And as Ho Chi Minh himself said, "We're not going to win this with bullets and bombs. We're going to win it in the streets of America and in the schoolrooms."
Yep.
And that's precisely what did happen. And then I saw the close of the war happen when the Paris Peace Accords, which we supposed to separate these two areas of the South and North. And by the way, the left was always saying, you know, we're the problem. If we pull out, you know, they're going to just come together and embrace, and all will be peace, you know. And then we know what happened. Of course, there were 2.5 million people murdered, in the wake of our pulling out. And we, because of the tide against the war, we did not even send them one bullet to defend themselves. And what happened? What I saw happen with the left, the peace movement, the so-called peace movement, is they just walked away from that. They never acknowledged, you know, the horror that was brought to bear, and that probably began the process of, you know, of my turning, toward other information and trying to figure out what was going really.
And not just turning toward that, but John Voight, you've been out there now on the campaign trail at several events, some of which I've emceed for John McCain. You're always very articulate and very passionate. People really connecting with you. Again, I think it's a bold thing to do in Hollywood. Not that you need any extra gigs. You've got plenty that you've been working on, including this new movie, An American Carol. But you know how dangerous it is for conservatives to step up in Hollywood. You and I both know that there are more people who think the way you do, but they know it's career suicide many times if they get to be vocal about what you're talking about.
Well, yes, unfortunately, that's true. And it's too, we have enough enemies in the world today that we don't really need them at home. And we need not to make enemies out of each other, certainly. And it is quite a shock for me to see a situation where if I want to cast a vote for a true American hero, for President of the United States, that I'm vilified. It's quite unbelievable. But it happens. It's happening. And yet I'm... You know, since I've been through all of it from the beginning, and I've seen so much of this stuff from the inside, I really have to stand up at this time.
John Voight with us here on San Diego 1700. With regard to John McCain, you've spent a lot of time with him backstage. I've had some of that. You've had a whole lot more. What can you tell our listeners that they need to know about what makes him tick beyond what we're seeing? Because there's so much rhetoric and so much of the back and forth on the commercials. And what do you see in the real world when you're backstage?
Well, first of all, I haven't spent a whole lot of time with him, but I've been tremendously impressed by him. By the way, there are many books out, you know, that he himself has written. And for people who really want to see a little bit of what makes him tick, they should take a look at those books. They're very, very impressive. And but just being around him, the first glimpse I got of him after I had worked for Rudy Giuliani, and of course I knew about his war record, and it is tremendously impressive, and I'm so grateful for the Republican convention putting a focus on that, having Fred Thompson to say a word or two about it, and John himself talk about it in very personal terms. So I'm glad that people have that information, because many didn't, actually. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the strength of his character that was really honed in that the crucible of that suffering is very clear to people. Now, I called up at one point. Several months ago, he had on the day of Martin Luther King's speech, the anniversary of the speech, he said he made a speech, and I thought it was a very telling and beautiful speech. And I called up to try to get somebody on the McCain camp to give me some information about who wrote the speech. And I asked about it, and they said, "Oh, John." And the response was, "Oh, John, if McCain said it, if John said it, it was because he wanted to say it."
Was that when he was out reaching out in Memphis and talking about really apologizing a bit about some of his views?
Yeah.
And it was very, very open, very transparent.
Yeah, very powerful, too. And they said, if he said it, it's because he wrote it. You know, he doesn't, you know, he has people, advisors, and he has, you know, he has some speech people, but they don't write the stuff. He really sets the tone and tells him where to go and writes most of it.
Well, and John, you and I both know that McCain does very well when you say, in fact, I think he does his best when you say, here's a handheld microphone, talk to people. Now, that's why I think the upcoming debate on Friday will be very, very interesting to see who is best on their feet, who has the material. Now, what concerns you, or what do you want to watch most in terms of Obama once that debate opportunity comes up here? What are your concerns about Obama?
Well, listen, my concerns are very serious concerns about Obama. First of all, his lack of experience in every way. I mean, if he were up for any job, any lesser job in the government, he would be vetted and he would be put aside. Once, you know, someone found out his associations or the lack of experience or his voting record, which was less than mediocre, all of this, you know, would put him out of the running. But because no one has vetted him, and because the Democratic Party has chosen to hide his background, he's still, you know, able to step into the spotlight for folks, you know. But he is the most radical candidate running for president in the history of our republic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And his ideas are, although they're coded in a way. I mean, if you listen to his acceptance speech at the Democratic convention this year,
right,
and you look at Carter's acceptance speech so many years ago, they're almost exactly identical.
Well, he's doing a George McGovern, pander to the people with a $1,000 promise. You know, vote for me, you'll get another $1,000.
Exactly right. So
there before. This is not change.
Right. This is the same stuff. But the difference is that here's a guy who has his roots in real radical Marxist philosophies, taught by Saul Alinsky, who was somebody he revered and whose work he taught in Chicago. And that's the base of his association with William Ayers. William Ayers, who is the terrorist against our government, who is who is teaching now in the University of Illinois, Chicago.
And if the national media are going to be fair, they need to dig into that stuff as much as they're digging through the trash cans, I think literally, of Sarah Palin, for example.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, this is a complete nonsense. Sarah Palin is her credentials are obvious, and her decency is obvious, and for them to try to make issue or make things up is it's quite disturbing and quite disgusting. But this guy's got real, real problems. The closer you look at him, the more dangerous he becomes.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to see more of the real people at these debates coming up, the first of them coming up on Friday. John Voight with us, and I do want to shamelessly plug your latest movie. You're going to be in this American Carol, which is raising eyebrows in Hollywood because it's the first full-blown one of the Zuckers putting this thing together, the Zucker team that did Airplane and so forth. In fact, I guess his family member is now saying, how can you do this? You're supposed to be on the liberal side. It's a laugh-out-loud, funny spoof, kind of a send-up of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, but you play the spirit of George Washington. It's got to be a fun movie. It opens October 3rd. You excited about it?
Oh, yes, I am. Well, you know, David, I took one of the... It was an opportunity. We have opportunities in our in this part of the world to work with people who we admire, and I've really had a lot of great times watching, you know, The Airplane and Naked Gun and the, you know, recently the scary movies. And he's a legend, you know,
yep.
David. So I wanted to see how it worked. How did he do this stuff? And what his mind was like. And having a front row seat at that was a lot of fun. And the movie is it's very funny. And it is in the vein of those movies, but it has some other aspects to it, too. It is quite clever politically and takes on the things that have long needed to be taken on, as far as I'm concerned. You know, like there's sequences that portray the ACLU as the living dead.
Yeah, and you've got Scrooge played by Kevin Farley, who looks like Michael Moore, dead ringer for him. So, I mean, there's all kinds of fun stuff.
Lots of fun to see, but then it actually has a... There's something moving about it as well. But anyway, it puts things in proper perspective as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. An American Carol opens the 3rd of October. John Voight in there along with a star-studded cast. And you mentioned about people who you respect and people who you're honored to be connected to here. And I'm just honored to know you and to get to know you in these McCain events we've done because, again, you're one of the bold ones in Hollywood stepping up and telling it like it is.
Yeah, well, we've had our fun together, Mark. We've enjoyed being together and enjoyed being part of, you know, this support for John McCain and also our support for the troops.
You bet.
Which we share. And, you know, I've been down to San Diego many times to the hospital down there and visited with the troops. And every time I'm with the troops, I'm deeply moved by who they are and you know this patriotism that they show at this time when it's so desperately needed and the work that they do. Now one of the things that is never spoken of is and this you only glean from getting to know these guys and you know talking to the fellows that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan is the amount of work that they do building schools, building sewage systems, teaching people about democracy, you know, all of this stuff that they do with the interaction with the kids.
Yep.
It's amazing what they are the greatest ambassadors perhaps our country has ever had and a great reason for why the surge has been working.
Absolutely. Well, John, you're a great ambassador for the truth. I appreciate it. Good having you on the show. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks so much.
Okay, Mark. God bless.